Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Tonight's story, The Dark Side of Modern Technology. Just about everyone enjoys the fruits of modern technology. Most of us have a smartphone and a computer at home. Some of us have computers in our cars. Modern technology is here to stay. And unless you are completely off the grid, your life will be influenced by it. Is modern technology good or bad? Well, this is the question of the day. Let's exchange the word technology for the word power. Asking that same question, the answer is, it depends on who has it and what they do with it. The simple answer is, good people will do good things, and bad people will do bad things. When you throw technology into the mix, you are simply amplifying the effect. People like the idea of having a smartphone. It can help them navigate their cars from point A to point B. But those same people hate the fact that 100% of their daily activity is monitored and exploited. Companies like Google and Facebook and Twitter, Apple, Yahoo, these are technology gods. And they know where you go. They know what you buy. They know what you like. They know what you hate. They use their power to control what you see online. More and more people are giving these mammoth companies their undivided attention. What do these technology companies want? Well, the one thing that you truly own. Some people think it's time. Everyone has 24 hours in a day. So, how does this help large tech companies? Well, to understand this, you must follow the red bouncing ball. You use your time to generate money. You spend your money to provide a quality of life that is acceptable to you. Most people work just hard enough to meet their bare minimum. As an individual, these large tech companies don't give a crap about you. But as a group, well, that's a different story. Let's take Google, for example. Are they good or are they bad? Well, if you are trying to figure out the answer to this question, you really need to ask yourself another question. Are you willing to give up your freedom in exchange for comfort? You choose how to spend your money based on the information that you receive. But Google controls the information. Almost everyone checks in with Google before making a significant buying decision. They want to see what YouTube reviews are saying. Google owns YouTube. They want to see what buying options are available, so they check online. And generally speaking, if you pay Google, then you can get found online. But if you don't pay Google, well, good luck. Let's look at the individual components of Google. Google wants to know what you're interested in. So they invented their search engine. Google wants to know where you are going, so they invented Google Maps that track every place you go. Google wants to control what you hear, so they invented Google Music. Google wants to know what you're buying, so they invented Google Pay. You realize every time you use your Google Pay, Google gets a notification, of course. They're the ones collecting the money, and so they know what you're buying. Google wants to know what you're talking about. So they invented Google Assistant. Well, the bottom line is this. For hundreds of millions of people, Google has complete control over what they see and how they spend their money. Now, if you have a problem with Google, why don't you just call them? Ha, that's pretty funny. Have you ever tried calling Google on the phone? Well, good luck with that. The sad part is, you gave Google your permission to control your life. When you installed their apps or used their phones or used their browser, you give them permission to track everywhere you go online and even offline. People think that they have free will and can decide between option A and option B, but what most people don't understand is that Google owns both of the options. Very few people think there are other options. Who controls these large tech companies? The United States Congress and Senate. I'm sure that makes you feel safe, right? Laws are Google's only limiter. And who controls the laws? Well, politicians do. Google is going to support those politicians who pass laws that protects Google's right to control your life. And it's not just Google, there are others. Pay attention, and you will see what happens to smaller companies who capture attention online. They are soon gobbled up by Google or Facebook, Yahoo, Apple, or Amazon. In other words, they are bought and they are owned by one of these other companies. The blueprint to complete power. Develop and control modern technology that influences the masses. Google has shined the light on how to control the masses, and the other companies are using their blueprint to grab powers for themselves. Wait a minute. Why is the Creepy Show podcast talking about politics? If you truly understand what is going on, this would be the creepiest, scariest Creepy Show episode ever made. But don't worry, this show will be over soon, and we can go back to talking about ghosts and paranormal and Bigfoot and the like. The ultimate tracking device is the human microchip implant. You know, someday you might be enticed to receive a microchip implant. These services and advantages will just be too good to pass up. The makers and controllers will figure out a way to make you think that this is something that will improve your life. The technology is just too new to make the human microchip, but you can bet that large companies are watching and doing research. I remember when the cell phone first came out, all you could do was make a call on it. But look at it today. The question is, where will we be in the next 50 years? Will we even have a choice? Have you noticed that the USA government is taking more and more control over your life? At first, you give up your freedoms voluntarily in exchange for a perceived benefit. But once you become involved, well, you just can't opt out of it. Very few elites at the top control the masses at the bottom. And their only enemy is the middle class, whom they attack daily, taxing producers of products and services, and then redistributing the stolen wealth to themselves, and giving as little as possible to the people at the bottom, just to keep them in control. I predict that the modern technology you enjoy today will be your glass ceiling tomorrow. After a few generations of individuals, as a group, we won't even remember why the United States of America was formed. Just look at the effort the elites at the top use, trying to destroy documents and statues and history and memories of our founding fathers and those who have fought and died protecting our freedoms that the majority of us will voluntarily give back. I understand that this is a political and it's controversial, and there will be a lot of people who disagree with my viewpoints. But the reality is, I'm too old to care. I may not be the brightest bulb on the tree. Growing up, I didn't have computers, smartphones, or even video games. I grew up playing with a stick and a rock. But that doesn't make me stupid. I see the world in a different light, and I can understand why the youth of today can't figure out which bathroom to use. Some of you will leave the Creepy Show podcast because of this episode, so I say to you, goodbye and good luck. Others will nod their heads in agreement. And in the future, I will do my best to completely avoid political episodes because I want everyone to enjoy the Creepy Show podcast. And we'll see you next time.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.